Is you the one in the phone?
Is that Alon Alon?
No, I believe that what say KPFTX and have all this picture. Okay. Is Jane coming? Oh, okay. Okay, perfect.
Okay, what were you asking me and then Joseph?
I wanted to make the rules part time certain 10 minutes.
For, I'm sorry? You wanted what?
I wanted it to be to only 10 minutes, no more than 10 minutes.
What, the agenda?
The first part, A, that's something about like the rules of the committee.
Okay. Advisory board and governance rule. You're talking about the fact that I can't be on the community advisory board and the governance board, right? And you said,
whatever that is on the agenda, it says something like committee rules. I'm just requesting that the discussion not be longer than 10 minutes.
Okay. That's the community advisory board and governance. Any objections? 10 minutes. Joseph, what was it that you were asking?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay. With the addition of adding the number 4 of the, 4A, the committee advisory rules, the CAB and governance rules of who can be on either and you can't be on both, no more than 10 minutes. So, no objections to the agenda being approved with the addition? Okay.
Do we have quorum?
Yes.
Don't change the subject, Nancy.
Sorry. You asked.
I also want us to approve the minutes of January 30th, which have been sent and put up from Mary Ann. For those who have seen it. If not, we'll have to approve it next
recording in progress.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh my goodness.
So we'll have to put the approval of the January 30th meeting at the next meeting. Unless somebody moves to accept it and we vote on it.
I didn't hear any objections.
Any objections? What, to accepting it?
Yeah, to approving the minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll move to approve the minutes.
Any objections to approving the minutes? The minutes for January 30th are approved. The next governance committee actions, the first action is that the Community Advisory Board and Governance Committee. Hello? Somebody have a question? Nancy? Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I have just a legacy hand. Let me take it down.
Okay. I looked up, or I don't know whether it was Adriana, but I was notified that I could not be on the Community Advisory Board and the Governance Committee at the same time. It's kind of a conflict. I looked it up and it's true. So I wanted to make this my official swan song because I think that I am more suited to the Community Advisory Board, and to start the Community Advisory Board up next month. Any conversations? Adriana, I see your hand. Unmute, Adriana.
Did Tab start already?
Did what?
Because if he didn't start, did Tab start? When Tab start, then the people that are in this committee, if they want to be in Tab, they need to drop from this committee.
Right. Well, right now it's only me.
Okay.
Matthew and Tamika were on the cab, as was Anissa. Anissa had been on the cab, but I'd like to hear their take on it. Does that mean that I drop right now? Because we haven't started the cab yet. Adriana?
I'm sorry?
Does that mean that I drop now and we...
When cab start, when you start with cab, you need to drop for this committee.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently we can't afford for you to drop now because we have so few, many people who don't show up. So you kind of need to hang on until cab starts.
Okay.
Chair, I have a question.
Yes, Nancy.
It started recording after Adriana had already called the roll call. Does she need to call the roll again so it's in the recording? And then say the date.
It's okay, Nancy. I believe that I have the roll call.
Okay.
I mean, it's not necessary. We will have the recording of the meeting, obviously, but we have the members. I don't think that is a problem at all.
Okay. I just thought the roll call had to be in the recording that's going to be posted.
Any other questions or,
Nancy on the stack.
Matthew.
Yeah, I think actually with regards to the cab, I think it's definitely an asset to KPFT, and I would definitely be interested in, if the new cab starts soon, joining you and people on that cab and saying my own farewell to governance as well. And that would also make quorum one person simpler as well. So
good point.
Mm-hmm.
PK?
Yes, Joseph.
Well, again, along with what Matthew said, anyone and everyone who would like to go to CAB, whenever it starts, you can just send in a email resignation at that point, and that will be fine.
Any objection to that? That sounds like a first Nancy and then Adriana.
Oh, this is Nancy. I just wanted to say I want to thank every single person that came to this meeting with my whole heart. Thank you very much. That's all. Back to you.
Take your hand down. Adriana?
Yes. I'm sorry, but when Nancy started talking, I forgot what I was trying to say. Yes, we have two requests from excused absences. We have Nancy, Miriam Martinez and Richard Usel that asked for excused absence. I want to, is any objection to excuse those two members?
Hearing no objections, Adriana.
Thank you.
Okay. Matthew, did you have something else to say?
What's the email to send resignation to for, you know, joining the CAB if people are interested?
Well, I would think that it would go to the LSB, LSB at kpftx.org.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other further discussion? V? That's less than 10 minutes. The next thing on the agenda are nominations for chair and secretary to be voted upon at the next meeting. Is that correct, Joseph? Right? Adriana? Your hand is up, and then Joseph.
Let Joseph answer. I was trying to okay. Nominate somebody.
Okay. Joseph?
I was just going to nominate as well. So, Adriana, go ahead. I was just going to nominate Venetia Patel Adams for chair. And anyone who's willing to do secretary, I will help train them if they don't know how to do it already. There you go.
I nominate Joseph Davis as pro tem secretary to somebody else. Jump in.
I'll have to decline. I really don't have time.
He was going to help anybody else. I
can do it.
I nominate Nikki Llewellyn for secretary. Do you object, Nikki?
Sorry, I was trying to hit the unmute button. No, I don't object. I accept.
Okay. So we have two nominations, one for secretary and one for chair. There's no need to... any further nominations? Tori, Tamika, Sarahi, Akua?
I would like to nominate V for chair.
Oh, Joseph already nominated V for chair. The dynamic duo. Does that mean, Joseph, that we don't have to have the vote next week?
Yeah, if there's no one to vote, you don't need an election. But people do have the right to do write-ins, so there's that.
Okay. So do that make them pro tem for right now, or I still hold on to the...
That's up to you.
Can you repeat the nominations real fast?
You were nominated for, V was nominated for chair, Nikki was nominated for secretary. Adriana, I see your hand.
Yes, Madam Chair, Pro Tem PK, I think that the nominations is for permanent chairs and permanent secretary because Pro Tem we have it already. Okay, perfect. But this is my... what we always do is, even if we don't have anybody else, the way that we do it, we need to send, because we cannot vote for permanent chair or secretary just, you know, in the open. We need to do it with secret vote. Normally what we do, we send to a guy in, from KPFK, I think that he is, and he is normally the one that is in charge is the teller for the elections. And I believe that we need at least, we have two people nominated now, but to make this, it's a lot of people that are not here. Then what I propose, or is my motion, that we, today is Tuesday, we will give till Friday for other people be nominated if they want it. And if that is an option, if somebody wants to be nominated, we need to send that motion to Harry Goodman, and we need to do the election from this committee. It's the only way, and because it's the only way that can be ratified. Okay? We need to let the nominations, and I think that is fair. Just let it open for the people that are part of this committee. Okay? Do I have a second?
Yeah, second.
Okay, are you all? I cannot hear you.
Oh, that's why, because I muted myself. Sorry. So hearing no objections, then where do we send it to Terry Goodman? Will it be me who sends it since our secretary is not here?
Yes. Yes, you can send it. I will give you the
language,
the emails from Terry Goodman and a second teller that we have from California. And the motion is that these nominations are open till this Friday. What is the number? It's Friday the 24th. It's open for nomination for chair and secretary. And then you need to send a list to Terry Goodman with the members of this committee that they will be the one allowed to vote.
Okay.
I think that Alana Lan is on the call.
Hi, Alana Lan. I had you for a while. And to send to the list of committee members. And the deadline being what? Joseph, I see your hand. I'm sorry.
Deadline is May 24th, Friday, May 24th.
You turn to me?
Yes, Joseph.
Okay. You asked about interim chair, I think. And that's kind of, you know, if V wants to take, I mean, the thing about this is you at least have prepared for tonight. I don't know if V has. So whatever the two of you, whenever, until you actually drop and go to CAB, you can still be the chair here and at least you're prepared for this evening. And if V okay. wants to take over for next meeting, great. We can go ahead and nominate her to be the chair pro tem until then, but it's up to you guys, whatever you want to do. And, honestly, probably it'd be the sooner that V takes over, the better, the sooner she can get it going the direction she wants to go. So I would think that's a good idea, but I'm not going to make any motion to that extent. Thank you.
V, do you have any, objection, or would you like to wait and let me send to Terry Goodman nominations and to any further nominations, from the committee? Yes, whose hand is that? You, Nancy? That's you, Nancy.
Yes, I wanted to know, did we ask for nominations for secretary yet?
Yes, we did. Nikki Llewellyn.
Who? Oh, Vicky. Okay. Nikki. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. I did not hear it clearly. Okay.
Okay. B.
Oh, and I heard Joseph offering to assist anybody who's secretary. That would be wonderful.
Okay, but I'm not going to put that in the nomination. That's
yes.
That's a volunteer support thing for whoever is secretary. All right, I will hand that over and do that. I didn't hear anything from V, so I'm going to stay as chair for right now. Okay. The thing is that one of the things that I wanted to be clear about, and that is the third Tuesday of the month, and we've got Otis is here. I don't know whether or not that becomes an issue because of PMB or whatever. That was part of the thing, but I'd like for us to stay with the regular meeting day and time. Any objections? Any discussions, not objections. Nancy, let your hand down unless you want to make a. Okay. I think having a regular time makes people comfortable with the fact that we will be meeting on those days. And I think that it's one of the reasons that we started having people not showing up simply because it wasn't a regular thing. And this is the first real meeting we've had since January 30th. And I think that this is an opportunity to decide on that and do our best to be committed to the governance committee. Any further discussion? Currently, it's the third. Okay, Nancy.
I raised my hand, yeah. We have one candidate for chair and one candidate for secretary. Is that, am I clear?
Right.
An understanding? Okay. So could we have the candidates make a small, make a speech, what they wish to say? Because I don't like having an election without even hearing anything from the candidates.
Okay. Is V gone? We
do that.
Can we drop V?
Thank you.
Nikki, would you like to say something about being on the governance committee and being secretary?
Yes. First, I would just like to thank you for the nominations of PK and for those who trusted in my leadership. It's an honor if I am given this position as secretary to be on the governance committee and to be at the meetings and to be responsible for how this board operates. So I really appreciate the opportunity, and I'm willing to learn as I go. So those with experience, I would love to sit down, talk with everyone, and, you know, be happy to take on this opportunity.
Thank you, Nikki. I don't have V, but they accepted the nomination. Come on in.
I think V is on, isn't she?
I don't see them at all.
Oh, I just got a text saying she's on the call, but she cannot be heard. Oh, shoot.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's the problem.
Shall we ask her to email a speech to us?
We can, since you are... Since you are communicating with them, why don't you ask them to tell you what they want to say, or send it in an email to me or a text to me.
Okay. All right. I will ask her to send an email text to the chair.
Okay. Adriana?
Yes, PK, is something important too. You need to send, you have the list of the people that are part of this committee for now. And you need to send to everybody the information from here saying that we will have till Friday, the 24th, for new nominations. Okay? Because people need to know what's going on.
And they have to send it to Terry Goodman, right?
No, no. First, you need to send that email to all the members of this committee, letting them know, okay, that is the nominations will close this Friday.
Okay. I got then, that. Okay.
And then once that you have that, because one that is closed, the nomination is closed, you can send to Terry Goodman and the second teller, you can send him the list of the people nominated and the name of the members of this committee.
Can you all hear me now?
Oh, yes.
Yay.
Hey, whenever is appropriate, I can talk about being chair. So I just got back on.
Oh, please speak.
You're muted.
Oh, darn.
Oh, do you want me to talk now?
You might as well. Yeah, I think you're real muted.
Okay. Yeah, well, obviously governance is a very important committee, as it is one of the governing committees of the board. I really would like to be chair. I'm pretty good at it, and I can definitely keep us on task. I also believe I'm of the mindset that, like, facilitator or chair is someone who is not supposed to give their opinions or talk too much during a meeting. They really just keep us on track. So that's what I want to do. I just want to keep us on track. I want to know what people's ideas are, what board members' ideas are for governance, and I want to help us as a group figure out a plan and execute those ideas, the ones that we choose to do. So again, the reason I want to be chair is because I just believe that a facilitator should not be putting too much of their input at anything. They're just there to help the group function. And that is really what I would want us to do. If KPFT has a functioning governance, I think that's a step in the right direction. And for what it's worth, I have a lot of experience chairing, and experience chairing for, KPFT committees. And so I know I'm pretty good at it and it will definitely keep us on track. That's it. Thank you for the nomination.
You're muted, PK.
That's like a waste of words. I was saying, now that we know exactly what we're going to do, I'm going to put that out tonight to the members of the governance committee that there were nominations for chair and secretary, and that the deadline for adding to that would be the 24th, which is a Friday. Any other, I don't think I'm missing anything else. That's my action to do tonight. Thank you, Nancy, for reminding us to hear about people who want to be part of making the governance committee shine. The regular day and time, we keep it as it is. Are there any objections to that? Hearing none, it's the third Tuesday of every month.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Can we actually change it to like the second or fourth Tuesday? Because I typically have something every third Tuesday of the month already. And maybe we, yeah, if we can't, it's fine because my thing is actually before 7, it's like at 5, but it would just be a lot more simpler for me if it was not on that third Tuesday.
Okay, so you're asking for either the fourth or the second Tuesday?
Yeah, if that works for other people, if we still want to keep it on Tuesday, if we can just move the week.
Well, let me ask like this. All those in favor of the second Tuesday, raise their hand. Seeing none. The second Tuesday, Joseph raised his hand.
He can raise mine.
Chair, Ms. Nancy, could I say something about the calendar? The Pacifica calendar has a KPFT CAB meeting on the second Tuesday. What am I looking at, May? Well, let me look at June.
It's the second Tuesday.
Okay. So maybe not second Tuesday then.
All those
we can't have CAB and governance together anyways. That's fine. Right?
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay. That is next month, the second, third, and fourth is, you know, we could do. They just have a finance committee at National Finance Committee at 7:30 our time, Central Time.
And that's the second Tuesday.
Yeah, second Tuesday, and the fourth Tuesday is finance, National Finance, but that's at 8:30 Eastern or 7:30 Central. So if we start at 7, we can get finished at 8:30. But if we go over, it's just people who are in the National Finance Committee would be troubled. I think Teresa, I don't know who's on there. I think Teresa is. I'm not sure.
Okay, it's either the second Tuesday or the fourth Tuesday.
I recommend second Tuesday because if we don't have quorum or something, at least we could have the fourth Tuesday available.
Okay. All right. So second Tuesday, any objections? We're almost finished.
What's the date?
I see Mo Cortez in the chat. If he speaks up, you can get counted for roll.
Yeah, Mo just showed up.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry I'm late, y'all.
I know. All these meetings at the same time. I didn't go to climate either. Sorry, got your hand up.
Listen, June 3rd. June 11th. I'm sorry, it's the second Tuesday.
Okay, Sarahi, unmute.
Yeah, I just was agreeing with the second Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out how to put it back down.
Adriana, your hand is up.
Yes, Madam Chair. I don't have in the list that you put there. I don't have Mo for this. I'm sorry. It's not in the list that you put there.
It's not what?
It's not in the original list that you sent to us. I don't see Mo Cortez there.
It's in the minute.
Must be in the minute, but in the list is not.
I'm pretty sure he is on the list. Look again towards the bottom.
I bet it was on the document.
The bottom? I see on the bottom. Ali Patel, V. Patel.
How do y'all tell one it from another?
It's Mo Cortez. His name is on the list.
On the minutes, yeah.
I mean, everybody's speaking in pronouns.
Can I explain again? Can I explain again? PK, you sent a list of the committee members, and you put twice Rick Norris, but Mo Cortez is not in that list.
Okay, well, it was my typo because that has been in the list, and I don't know if I was retyping it so it was not on the PDF, but Moe was there and in the list of that first meeting on the 30th. He was there. So how do we fix that, Adriana?
That we correct it, because if we have it in the recording and it sits in the meetings, obviously it should be, the list need to be corrected.
Okay. You know, it has been kind of confusing for a while, because first it was everybody put it in the chat, and that's what a lot of people did, and then those that didn't, that were there because they saw them there. And I don't want to make this more complicated than it has to be. That's all. Joseph, I see your hand.
Two things. Quick, a motion to for a correction in our role to acknowledge Mo Cortez's membership. I remember him from the first meeting, too. So.
Okay.
Are there any objections?
The motion. Will you do the motion, Joseph?
Yeah, I just did. Yeah, okay. All I'm saying is that's it. It's just a correction, you know.
Second.
Any objections? Anyone have any objections? It's corrected. And I will go and look specifically. I've got to stop trying to multitask here.
Okay. My second point?
Huh? I thought we didn't have to second it for committee.
No. I had 2 points I wanted to make. That was my first.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
The second one is, I did look at your minutes, whoever's. It is incorrect in the minutes to separate LSB members from others in attendance. If you're on this committee, you're on this committee. There's no distinguishing between an LSB member in this committee or another member of this committee. They're all the same votes, the same rights, the same privileges, everything else. So in future minutes, in fact, I would suggest that as a correction to these minutes, that we have just one list of members. So I would move that we correct these minutes by just putting everybody on the membership list and eliminate the two separate lists, because that's not legitimate. So there's okay. A motion.
And then any objections to this? It's been moved to correct the minutes that everybody that is on the committee is on the committee and not discriminated. Put in LSB and committee members, one list for governance committee members. Any objections to that? Hearing none. That will be corrected along with the motion for Mo Cortez to be added. I just wanted to say the last, you know, after deciding on the meeting date and so forth and so on, and the actions for correcting membership, there was a list that I found that was discussed earlier about accountability as members, a commitment to participate, and that whether or not we should. Nancy, somebody needs to mute.
Wow.
Okay. That, you know, those that are on here should be on here to participate, and whether or not there should be a kind of orientation about what governance is and whether or not governance maybe does, it's not called town hall meeting, but a bylaws. Is it a referendum? I guess I can ask Joseph this. But bylaws are an integral part of governance, and addressing issues are important. what it means to be a governance committee. I think that that's part of what a good chair can help facilitate. And it was for to have a discussion about, but at the same time, it was the idea that governance is an important committee and people should be accountable for their efforts in being part of that committee. Any objections to what I've said? Any discussion to what you'd like to add? Joseph?
I agree with you. If you look at the bylaws, all committees, including finance, management selection review, governance, whatever, they are all advisory. Anything any committee sends to the board can be voted up or down by the board or ignored or however they feel is fit. And traditionally, the role of governance is regarding advising about questions of bylaws, bylaw changes, local or standing special rules, things of this nature. And it is too, I think, in my years of experience on being on various committees, when we get off topic and somebody tries to bring up a finance issue in the governance committee or vice versa or something, that it makes the function, the committee's dysfunctional. We waste a lot of time. If somebody wants to ask a question about finances, they should go to the finance committee. So I think having that in mind is really important. And that's it. Thank you.
Anybody else? That was the last, unless we had anything that's new business. I think that once we get... Adriana, your hands are up.
Yes, PK, I keep receiving phone calls from Alan. He said that he cannot connect by himself. He keeps trying. We hear him when he was in V phone, but he keeps trying to get into the call. Can anybody try to, that is on the phone, call him? Because I'm on Zoom.
I was trying. I will try again, but it was going straight. It first got him, and then he got off, and then I did it again, and it was going straight.
I hear him when he was in this phone. He was okay.
But he
came back. I don't know why he said that he lost the call and he wanted to come back.
Okay. It is going directly to his voicemail. Hey, baby. It's going directly to his voicemail. And so, I don't know whether it's the phone. Of course, I'm definitely not trying to keep him out. So it's nothing like that. But, he was here on the Maestro call. He even taped the Maestro call the last time we were on the phone. So I don't know what the technology glitch is, but I want to honor the fact that we try to make sure that there's equity in everybody being able to get on and participate. Joseph, well, Nancy, do you have your hand up? Or Joseph, go ahead.
Okay, if V is still on the line, I would like to propose, since the sooner that she take over as pro tem chair between this meeting and the next meeting, coordinating with you, because the sooner she can do that, irrespective of elections, and pro tem, we can decide that here and now.
Okay.
And that way it would get it off your plate and let V start getting her ducks in a row for how she wants to take over her responsibilities. And the sooner that happens, we've had so many problems so far just trying to get meetings going. I think it would be helpful if V has no objection.
I do not. That's a good idea. Thank you.
I second that emotion. We've got to be better. So definitely I am ready to turn over the reins to you as pro tem.
So we consider there's a motion on the floor right now to have V become the pro tem chair immediately, right at the end of this meeting.
Any objections?
Yeah, this is Nancy. I object. We haven't had a election yet, so.
You don't need them for pro tem.
Did you hear?
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said?
Pro tem. Okay, good.
Okay.
I did not hear that.
Okay. All right. Z, the gavel is yours. There were no objections.
Well, I thought it was, I thought Joseph said starting next meeting.
Yeah, well, at the end of this meeting. Because you're ready. Don't ever throw somebody a chair out of blindside like that. I don't want that. V is an excellent chair. I've worked with her many times. Nobody's that good. So, okay.
Okay. I'd like to move to adjourn.
Agreed. Or second or something.
Any objections?
Yes. This is Nancy. Is it possible that each of us could give just a short statement of what they want us to do this year? Although the year is half over. What they want to see us done. That's just a suggestion if nobody else wants to.
It's not a bad suggestion, but I think that I would just like a positive word from everybody to to address what governance means to you, maybe, but just a positive word. For me, it would be collaboration. Nancy?
Uh-huh. I heard you. Yes.
A word?
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
I was saying, why don't we just end with a positive word? Because if we start talking, we're going to start getting into stuff. So if there are no objections, could we have a positive word?
I have a request, Madam Chair.
Okay.
We have on the call Steve, that is not part of this committee, but Anissa said that this citizen from Vietnam obviously is interested. I think that we can give him a few minutes to talk to us and said if he's really interested and really encourage him to be part and be part of KPFD.
That's a great idea. Any objections? Steve, I'd like to give you the floor. If you can unmute. Steve, can you unmute or put something in the chat? He might not be able to unmute, but I'd like to invite Steve in back to the next meeting. Which you will be able to get on kpftx.org, the calendar. Any further comments?
Yes, Ms. Nancy.
Okay, Nancy.
Yes, at the last LSC meeting, Bob could not be heard. He wrote in the chat his presence, but he could not be heard by the meeting. And this has happened. I was on another different station's board meeting. They had our committee, and they had the same problem. Somebody could not be heard, but they could see him writing in the chat. And so the chair, the LSB chair ruled that since they could not hear Bob's voice to voice his presence, that he would be marked absent on the attendance. And this is one of the things I'd like us to do in this governance committee. I think it's something the whole network needs to deal with, because, you know, we didn't have this kind of the bylaws were written at a time when we did not have COVID, and we did not have all this Wi-Fi phones and phones that don't work. And we're having the same problem tonight when Alan is trying to get on and cannot be heard. I don't have a written motion. I'm just saying that's one of the problems. And the other chair, problems too.
Adriana, okay. Is that it, Nancy?
I'm finished. Okay. I have a, doesn't matter. The chair cannot say so. You're right, Nancy. He said in the last, on the last minute of our meeting, the LSB didn't vote for that. And he cannot make those decisions. More than that, the PMB, I was a director last year. I was in the PMB. And the PMB said that's why we receive, every time we receive the chat is part of the meeting. We consider the chat being part of the meeting. It means that nobody can say that if somebody is saying in the chat is not considered. No, the chair cannot change by himself those kind of things. No. I mean, we can work on that and work on those rules if you want it, but to start with, the PMB accept chat as part of the meeting. Okay?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Joseph.
To that point, that means that at the next, when the minutes that represents the fact that Mr. Gartner was not counted present, needs to be an immediate objection and correction to the minutes in the next LSB meeting to that point. So there, I just want to bring that up. We're in governance. That's how it's handled.
Thank you. All right. Nancy.
This is Nancy. Yes. So for tonight's meeting, can this committee touch the situation that, I don't know, who was not heard tonight? Was it Alan or what? I don't know. I think I heard him one time a little bit.
I heard Alan. I thought I heard his short voice.
I heard it.
Doesn't matter, short or long. I did hear, but.
Steve is in the text.
Anyway.
Steven. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't have a microphone. Thus, I am muted. I'm sorry, Steve.
He says he just prefers to listen and not talk.
Okay. Appreciate it. But if you have any advice or any questions or concerns, I hope that you will feel free to let us know. All right. Nancy, your hand
is still up. I have one more thing. I'd like the committee to discuss and come to some judgment about the fact that we're not seeing, the LSB is not seeing financial documentation. And I've been joining the finance committee at BAI, and they have this, they're similar. I mean, it's all over the network. The LSBs are treated, in my opinion, like a rubber stamp, and they should be treated to see actual documents and bank statements. And the IGMs are not seeing the bank statements. I believe something happened in the PMB maybe 2 years ago that brought this about, that everything goes to the national business manager and bypasses the local level. But I remember, I thought, this is years ago, I was on the audit committee, I was asking the auditor, why are you pushing for us to send everything to national? And he said, well, we're not getting, we need to get that. We need to get this information. And I said, but don't you think it's important to be having oversight of finance at the local level as well as the national? He said, he agreed with me. Yes, Nancy, both at both the local and the national level should have oversight of finance. But right now, we really, really need to get things from to the national. And at that time, there was one station that was not, you know, sending their documents, so the auditors could not make an audit, and they charge when they're waiting for, you know, waiting months. They're charging every day to get the documentation to make an audit. So that was a, that's been a problem a long time. But anyway,
but is that
right,
governance?
Now,
is that a governance?
Yes, I think it is. I think it is that we could urge that we have oversight, that the LSVs have oversight of financial documents, just basic things, and the IGMs as well. And then we could make a motion and if the LSV votes on it, to send it as a suggestion to the other stations and to the PNB. Sometimes things come from the grassroots instead of from top down.
Okay.
I think once we have full financial transparency, I think a lot of infighting is going to disappear. That's what I think, but that's just my personal opinion. Back to you.
All right, Joseph.
I respectfully, to Nancy's point, I agree with the merit of what she's saying. However, I also believe that, again, that's why I'm on the Finance Committee and Nancy's on the Finance Committee. And this is one of those situations where when committees start getting off topic, we start becoming less productive. So my comment is simply that I think it's really important to focus any committee's work. And I do wish people in the Finance Committee would be more serious about the issues that Nancy brought up, but I don't think that belongs in this committee. Thank you.
We have a move to adjourn. Are there any further questions? Nancy, is your hand up again?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a lady.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for a good meeting. And and I will make this work for the next meetings and getting the nominations done and ballots out. Any further objections? I adjourn this meeting.
Thank you, PK.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, PK.
Thank you.
Thank you, PK.
Thank you.
I love
thank
you all.
Thank you, V, for taking over.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.